Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today...
I'm Lou Cao, the Executive Director for the AMY Wellness Foundation.
Luke, it is good to have you back with us again today on Community Close-Up. We will remind everyone that this is a two-part Community Close-Up, and both parts will be available to hear online at our website. If you'd like to hear this information again, or maybe you didn't get to hear the first part, they will be available for you to listen to, so be sure to check that out. Luke, the regional convening meetings that we talked about yesterday, the first of those will be this afternoon from 3 until 5 at the Cross Street Commerce Center in Spruce Pine. This afternoon's meeting will focus on food insecurity. So how will you decide who's going to speak at those? Is that something where you're just going to have certain folks, specialists, or can anybody that's there, will there be a time when they can raise their hand and start talking?
Yes. So these listening sessions are going to be facilitated by WNC Health Network.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to have small groups at each of the regional convening meetings. And so we'll have a table host at each of the tables. And throughout the meeting, we'll be doing exercises to find out, again, what's working, where the gaps are, and where regional connectivity is still needed.
Oh, okay. Well, that all sounds like that'll be good, because you get the folks that are working with it every day. They're the ones that know that, gee, if we just had a little something like that over here or that over there, you'll find you can put it all together.
Exactly. And if, you know, someone might say, oh, well, that's working over there, I wonder if that could work here.
Right.
Our hope is to be able to connect nonprofits who are working in the same area across the three counties to be able to better serve the populations.
Now, we say a nonprofit, and I immediately think of some of the nonprofits in the area that are doing good things, like Tractor over in Burnsville, which mm-hmm. is a great with what they're doing with food insecurity. Is it just them, or can churches?
Yeah, nonprofit, as well as churches and schools, as well as local transportation authorities can also attend, and they're encouraged to attend.
Right.
We would love to have them there and to make sure that their voices are heard, because as active community members and members of our three-county region, we want to hear from them.
Yeah, and I would think that governmental folks, too, as well.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Our various select officials, as we try to keep everything together. I think the trick to all this is that we all try to at least figure out a direction and maybe all pull the same direction. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be. It would be.
and when you leave it at that.
That's where the collaboration comes into play, Bruce.
Right.
And that's really what we're working on, to help these nonprofits build up their capacity and to really collaborate and to come up with transformative ideas to help better serve our population.
Okay. Well, that is great. So the first of those meetings will be on the 4th of February, is that right?
Yes, sir.
So tell us the meeting dates on those again. And if you're listening and you're involved in anything, if you just got up this morning, you should try to go to one of these. Go ahead.
Yes, please do come. So the first meeting is going to be on February the 4th, and that's going to focus on food insecurity. It's going to be at 31 Cross Street Commerce Center in Spruce Pine, the old hosiery building. The second meeting is going to be on February 11th, and that's focused on housing. And that is also going to be at 31 Cross Street Commerce Center in Spruce Pine. The third meeting is going to be on February the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
That meeting is going to focus on mental health, and it's going to be at 31 Cross Street, the old hosiery building in Spruce Pond as well. And then our next meeting is going to be on March the 5th in Avery County at the Williams Y. It's going to focus on food insecurity. The next meeting, March the 12th, will also be at the Williams Y, and it will focus on housing. And the third meeting on March the 19th, it will be at the Williams Y as well, and it will focus on mental health.
Okay, so those are available. Is this information available like Facebook, website, something, if folks, now that we've got everybody thoroughly confused, where they can go read and see what you've got going on?
Yes. So if you visit our website, you'll be able to find out more about these upcoming meetings and becoming a positive force for change in our community.
That's just wonderful. And the grant cycle, not going to be long before that starts up. If you're a 501c3 and you're involved in anything to do with the criteria, get there. So what do they need to do for that?
For our grant cycle, please, please do attend our regional convening meetings. And a lot of what we heard from nonprofits during our first round was, this was the first time we've ever applied for a grant, or we don't really know if we're reporting the correct things. And so we took all the information that we heard from nonprofits, and we heard you all. And with that, we're going to be hosting On April 8th, WNC Nonprofit Pathways, we're working with them to host a grant writing workshop. And that's going to be on April the 8th from 8:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. Mm-hmm. And that will be at 31 Cross Street as well. In April the 30th, from 8:30 a.m. to 12 p.m., we'll be working with Nonprofit Pathways again to host a financial reporting workshop as well.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. And again, all that information is available on the website, so check it out and be involved, and let's take advantage of it. It's an opportunity to really help the community and make a serious contribution to what's going on, isn't it? It's really that much money, you can actually do something.
Exactly. And we'll be able to, through partnerships with our nonprofits in the local region, we're hoping to really be able to affect change collaboratively together.
Again, the first regional convening meeting is this afternoon from 3 until 5, and it's at Cross Street Commerce Center in Spruce Pine, and it will address food insecurity. You can find out about this meeting and everything else going on at the AMY Wellness Foundation if you'll just check out their website. And thanks to Luke Howell, who is the executive director of the foundation, for visiting with us both today and yesterday. And remember, both parts available online at our website. If you'd like to maybe share this information with a friend or listen to it again, we'd love for you to take advantage of that. That's always true of all of our community close-ups. Again, thank you to Luke Howell, the executive director of the AMY Wellness Foundation. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.